Would you say and spell your name and give me your title?
My name is Sam Forrester, F-O-R-E-S-T-E-R, and I'm the executive officer for ADT5.
Well, welcome back. How does it feel?
It's great to be here.
Tell me about what you did over there.
I started out as the Ag OIC, working in the Ag team. We kind of laid out of our lines of operation how we were going to do things over there. We had some changes in the team early on. We adjusted and moved around some different leadership positions. I ended up as the XO, second in command. Overall, it was a great deployment. I believe any deployment you can walk away from knowing that you had a positive impact on the people over there, that was a good deployment. We can all say we gave 100% every day.
Do you have an ag background?
I do. I grew up on a farm. I have an animal science degree, and I worked in the ag industry for about 10 years after college before I went full-time in the National Guard.
So what was the most surprising thing when you went over there, and what was the most exciting thing?
I had spent a year over there previously in the exact same province, so it was like going back to the old neighborhood for me.
And which province was that?
Nangarhar province in eastern Afghanistan. Things have improved a lot since 2008, the last time I was over there. The security forces are much more professional, much better equipped. Things are improving all the time over there.
In terms of the appreciation of the Afghani people, what's the feedback you're getting? From farmers and others?
The farmers, they thirst for knowledge. Any kind of written material, any kind of verbal classes, any kind of instruction they can get, they thirst for knowledge. And they're very appreciative.
Is water still an issue?
Yes. Irrigation infrastructure is very important over there. And a lot of people drill wells, so the amount of potable water is decreasing as the water table lowers. So water management is critical over there, both for irrigation and drinking water.
And electricity. There were concerns there wasn't enough for cold storage.
No, ma'am. Durunta Dam is located there. It was built by the Russians years ago, and it does not provide an adequate amount of electricity to the city of Jalalabad or the province. Most villages have a small hydroelectric dam that'll support 100 to 150 households for a certain price.
So given those limitations, how much have they been able to improve their own production?
USAID is spending a lot of money to improve the electrical grid over there. Until that happens, we're very limited on how much commercially they can develop. You can't create value-added businesses without reliable electricity.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm glad to be home.
Did you want to say anything about your background in terms of where you went to? Did you go to Mizzou, or did you want to talk about any of that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you tell us a little bit more about your ag background.
I graduated in 1998 from College of the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri, with an animal science degree. Got commissioned through the ROTC program down there at College of the Ozarks, and came to the National Guard in 2006, probably the best decision I ever made.
So do you see yourself staying with the Guard? Do you see yourself going back to Afghanistan?
Yes, ma'am. I can't think of doing anything else. I'm an AGR officer in the National Guard, and I really enjoy coming to work every day and being in uniform. I can't imagine doing anything else.
Livestock there, what are the improvements you've seen since 2008?
I haven't seen a whole lot of improvements in animal nutrition. They're still feeding animals just enough to get them by, but there have been great improvements in the availability of vaccines. There's government programs that hand out free vaccines, which have improved animal health, but nutrition is still severely lacking.
I'm not going to keep you any longer. Thank you for your time, Sam.
Thank you.